Here's a thought I'll title, Identify the Barriers. There are things that we want to do, and then there are things that prevent us from doing it. It seems as though everything we try in life has some sort of hurdle or barrier or blockade that we have to overcome in order to accomplish what we set out to do. And obviously, making a photograph or making a project that contains lots of photographs is a good example of that. For most of us, it seems rather obvious that what we need to do is figure out how to overcome the barriers. Well, a good first step is to simply identify the barriers. It's not as obvious as you might guess. But once you've identified them and written them down and made them concrete, then they become something that's a little easier to deal with because it's not frustration, it's just logistics. Here's a good example. Years ago, I had the first exhibition of my Made of Steel work, all matted, framed, hanging on the gallery wall. And someone asked if I had a book, which I did not have, and I couldn't afford to produce a book, but I could afford to produce handmade artist books. So I took a class in handmade artist book binding with the idea that I would figure out how to make them one at a time if someone wanted to buy them. And there were logistical problems with making handmade photography books, not the least of which was the fact that you can't print gel and silver paper on both sides. But that wasn't the biggest barrier to the project. The biggest barrier to the project was binding gel and silver paper into a book format. You can't crease gel and silver paper because it cracks, so doing even something like a Japanese fanfold book didn't make any sense. It wouldn't work. And all the other methods that I tried simply failed. For one logistical reason or another, I could not figure out a way to bind gel and silver paper. I tried tipping it in onto some other acid-free material that made the book get huge. I tried putting spacers in the bound edge in order to give room for the photographs. That didn't work very well. It was just a problem. And then I remembered a principle that I had learned early on in my business life, and that was identify the barriers, and then ask the question, what happens if you just sweep them aside, if you just discard them, not solve them, not resolve them so they aren't barriers, but literally just eliminate them? So the question became for me, what would a book look like if it wasn't bound? Well, it became essentially a stack of prints. So how do you hold them together? That led me to art paper covers that folded in upon themselves to create a container of some kind for a group of prints. And that was the birth of what I now call folios. An ideal format for 10 to 20 to maybe as many as 25 prints that does not require binding and that you can make one at a time. The trick was to ask, what happens if I eliminate the barrier entirely? What's left? And what's left sometimes leads you to a very creative solution. It doesn't always work. It's not a universal solution. There are no universal solutions for any situation. But as a strategy that does work from time to time, if you can identify the barriers and then just ask yourself, what happens if I try to accomplish this project by thoroughly eliminating the barrier and sidestepping it entirely, what's left? That exercise is amazing how many times it leads to very creative solutions that are so much easier than trying to figure out how to overcome the barrier. Don't fight the barrier. Don't overcome the barrier. Just abandon that aspect of the project and work with what's left. Advice that works particularly well when we're trying to create something that we can define ourselves however we want, because after all, it's artwork.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.